We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sfira Soimer, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Beis. V'zeh Bechinas Oimer Soirim, Shehu Bechinas Busha, Bechinas Dmimo Shtika. Rav Nosson Zal says that this is tied into the measure of barley that we bring, the Korban Mincha Soimer, which is barley, which represents shame and embarrassment. It represents the silence that a person, when a person is being insulted and embarrassed, and they're silent because they admit that they're worthy of shame and embarrassment. By Hashem, ki onu medamen atzmeinu shemakriven meichel behema. Exactly, whereby this korban is brought from barley, which is referred to in the Gemara as meichel behema, animal food. Ki onu medamen atzmeinu lebehema. Because we compare ourselves to a behema, like to a dumb ox, that kind of thing. You know, a behema is a domesticated animal usually. Ki ein lanu pe ledaber, because we're saying that we don't have a mouth to speak. We're too embarrassed to speak. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, v'ze ikar hatshuva kanal, and this is one of the main tenets of tshuva. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, nishkevo bevoshtenu. We lie in our shame. V'ze b'chinas oimer hatnufa. This is the concept of this orb minchas oimer, with which we do this tnufa. Tnufa means waving it in different directions. V'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh. The Zoyer HaKodesh tells us that the word tnufa is actually two words. Tnu, pe. Give a mouth. That when we bring this Mincha Soimer, we're asking Hashem to give us a mouth to speak, to give us words to say. Because we feel like a behema. And through this tenufa, through this korban, we're zeche to correct our dibur, and we're zeche to be able to open our mouth and speak. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, ha'umnom ilaim tzedek tedaberum. Hainu kishe'omnom ve'emes shu ilaim. When the truth is that the person is like a mute, ki ein loy peladaber, because he feels he can't open his mouth to speak, azai tzedek tedaberum. Azai yiftach piv vidaber. He should still open his mouth and speak, ki Hashem yisborach mekayim psach picho le'ilim, because Hashem fulfills the posuk where it says, Hashem, open your mouth for a mute. Open the mouth of a mute. Zebchinas mi som pelodom oy mi yosum ilim, and this is associated with what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu when Hashem wanted to send Moshe Rabbeinu on the mission to take the Jews out of Egypt to go meet with Paroi, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I can't do this. I am kvad peh. I can't speak." And Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu was, "You can't speak. Who gives speech? Who gives a person a mouth? Who makes a person capable of speaking? Who makes a person mute? It's me." That's this mi yosom pelodom or mi yosom ilim. Ilim daika. The word mute is used. Hainu mi shemesim atzmoi ke'ilim. This refers to a person who might physically have the ability to speak, but he makes himself like a mute. He shuts his mouth. Kialidei hashesika vahabusha shehi shvichas domim alidei ze nestakein achoyreyeke shugimatria dam venas mimenu doim lashem kanam. Because it's through this silence and through this feeling embarrassment, which is a concept of shvichas domim, a person's blood is being spilled, that's how he corrects the achoyreyeke, which we spoke about in the previous year, which is begimatria dam, blood. And he makes from it doim lashem. He's silent for Hashem. Vaydeze nase bechinas odom. And when a person is zeche to be doim lashem, Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moran that he generates an aleph, the letter aleph, and the aleph gets together with the doim and it becomes odom. Vegeder ha'odom hu medaber. And we know that the category of Odom is described as medaber, one who speaks. Nimtza shaydeze bi'atzmoi. So through this shame and embarrassment, through this being silent when a person is being insulted, through that he's zoche to leave the category of behema and to enter into the category of odom medaber. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, notice, we can understand now the exact wording in the pasuk when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Me somper, me prepares a mouth, gives the power of speech." What is me? Mem yud, shehu bechinas bina. We know that me represents bina. Mem yud is 50, which corresponds to the 50 levels of bina. Bechinas ekye, shenizgale al yedei bechinas ilim. This is the concept of ekye, which is revealed when a person is zoche to be silent when they're supposed to be. Hainu hadmimo vashasika, by being exactly through this silence. Vaideze biatzmoi nase hapel edaber. And that's how the person generates the mouth to be able to speak. It's interesting, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word ilim, which means mute, aleph lamed mem, when you put the Hashem's name in it, when you put the letters Yud and K in it, it becomes Elohim, which is Malchus, which is Dibur. And this is why we can understand that on Shavuos, we bring a sacrifice, we bring two loaves that are made specifically from wheat, which is human food, which is medaber, in the category of medaber. Gam chito hu bigimatria chof beis asvon kemuva. We know that the word chito, ches tes hei, is bigimatria 22, corresponding to the 22 letters of the aleph beis, dibur, speech. Ki azai nistakin adamim al yedem ha'sfira kanal. Because by the time we get to Shavuos, the blood has been fixed. The Shvichas Domim has all been done already. And through the Yemei HaSfira, through the Korban Omer, and through the 49 days of Sfira, the 7 weeks of purification. And then we're Zoichet to get to the level of Odom that we mentioned just before. The Alkein, Maftirin, Bishvuas, and this is why the special Haftorah that we read on Shavuos in Shul, it's one of the most special Haftorahs of the year. It's called Maisa Merkova, where we read about the throne of Hashem, and that's when we say these famous words, Val hakise dmus kemare odom, that on the throne, Yechezkel HaNavi said, on the throne I saw the image of Odom. Ki azai b'shvuas nishlam b'chin ezu kanal ukemuva, because on Shavuos is when this level called Odom is completed. And this is why the Torah speaks about this measure of barley, which we're going to be doing tenufa. We're going to be lifting it up. Tenu peh. Tenufa is two words. We're asking Hashem, give me a mouth. Because it's through this mitzvah of the bringing the Korban Omer and the Sfiras Omer, that's how we're zoche to get the ability to speak. That's what this avoid of the Omer shows. We're lifting up this measure of barley. We're lifting it up to take it out of the category of behema into the category of odom, medaber. This is the spiritual concept behind all the sacrifices that are brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. Lehalois mebechinas behema lo'odom kemuva. We're trying to elevate behema to Odom. A person who does a sin is in the category of behema. The Gemara says a person only does a sin when a ruach shtus enters into him. Ruach shtus is behemius. He allows the animal in him to lead him. And the act of bringing a korban by taking an animal and offering it as a sacrifice to Hashem, he's showing I'm sacrificing that animalistic instinct inside of me. I want to get rid of it. I don't want to be associated with animal. I want to be a human being. V'gam shtei halechem shel chitin shebo mishvuos tun in tenufa gamkein lahaloisim gamkein lemalam en adibur dahainu lebechina shtika shu lemalam en adibur shu bechinas keser bechinas siog lachochma shtika. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds an incredible, enlightening thing, that the shtei halechem, which was brought on Shavuos, they did tenufa to that also. That also had to be lifted up. Now the question is, we said seorim is barley, which is behema, and wheat is Adam. If we're holding by Shavuos, we're holding by wheat, we're holding by the Adam, the Medaber already, where do you go from there? Once you have Dibur, what's the next step up? The next step up is another silence, a second level of silence. But now we're talking about a silence that's on a higher level than speech. As the Gemara says, which is the Keser, the crown of Hashem, as the Mishnah says, Siog lachochma shtika, a fence around chochma is shtika. Chochma is the brain, the head. The fence around the head is the crown. A crown is like a fence. That's shtika. That's silence. Shezehu tachlis hashlemus. This is the highest level of perfection. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki yeshnei minei shtikos, because there are two types of silence. Yesh shtika machmas she'enu yochel ledaber, dahinu machmas busha mechatov, she'en loy pel ledaber kanal. There's a silence that comes from the fact that a person says, I can't talk. I'm so embarrassed, I'm so ashamed that I have nothing to say for myself. Va'av, I'm ashamed of my sins. Even though this is part of the tikkun for a person who wants to do tshuva, im kol ze ikar tikkunoi hu adibur. Still, his main tikkun is that he needs to speak. He does have to talk to Hashem. He has to say a lot of things. Dahainu shayidei ze zoiche shiye loy pel adaber kanal. Through his being silent, through his feeling genuine shame and embarrassment, which keeps him quiet for a while, that helps him be zoiche to get to the next level where he opens his mouth properly. He opens his mouth the right way. And he tells Hashem what he really needs to say to Hashem. Ki bevadai einoi maila sheisher hodem b'shtika chas v'shalom. Because it certainly is no benefit for a person to remain silent, period. Rak ikar tikunoi sheyizke ledibur b'toyro b'tfila. The main tikkun of a Jew is to be zoiche to speak words of Torah and tefillah. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, k'hu imochem dvorim v'shuvu l'Hashem. Bring words with you and return to Hashem. So we see there's a definite need to speak when it comes to returning to Hashem. Aval achar kach kishe zoiche l'shleimus hadibur. But once a person is zoiche to speak and speak, and speak, and he says everything he's supposed to say in Torah and Tefillah, azai tachlis hashlemus, tachlis hahasogo hu bebechina shtika shulamal min adibur. Then the next level up, the top, is where he gets to a level of silence from so high, so deep a connection to Hashem, so high level a connection of Hashem, to Hashem, which is silence, which is above Dibur. Shezeh b'chinas keser. This is associated with the crown. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, k'tar li ze'er. Wait for me a little bit. Sheshom nemar b'mufla mibcho al tidroish. About the keser, the pasuk says in the Navi, that in that which is above you, don't give a drasha. Don't speak, don't discuss that which is above you. V'hu tachlis ahasoga. We're referring to the highest level understanding. Shehi b'chinas hamtein, which is in the category of waiting, where a person is just waiting, waiting silently. He's waiting, he's yearning, he's in a yearning state. V'alt hamtein, v'alt istake lefnim mechitzoscha. Wait, and don't look beyond your boundary. Shehu b'chinas keser. This is the concept of the keser, which is a fence around the brain to block it from going out of bounds. Shehu hai prisa b'chinas hamesader v'meyashiv shel amoichin shaydei ze ikar ha'hasoga b'chinas v'chayis rotzi v'shoiv kemuvo b'maymor emtzeuse da'alma simen chov dalet v'hovein. Rav Nosson Zal says This is what Rabbein Ezal speaks about in chapter 24 in the first half of Likut Imran, where he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which speaks about a curtain, Prisa's like a curtain, a mechitza, which organizes and settles the moichim. It puts them in their place. It boxes them in. It keeps them within a certain framework so that they shouldn't go out of bounds. And it's through this mesader and meyashe, through this prisas, through this keser, that the person is zoichet to the ikar hasoga, to the true understanding of Hashem. Because, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv, the angels go up and come down. And Rabbein Ezal there over there explains that this is the concept of a person's brain reaching up to Hashem, jumping up to Hashem, and banging, knocking into this fence, bumping into this fence that's blocking it from going too far, from going to a beetle, a point of no return. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is, yes, to be able to return. We know, for example, the Gemara in Chagiga tells the story of four great rabbis who went up. They went very, very high. And the Gemara says one of them went so high that he couldn't come back. He started speaking in a way nobody could understand him. Because again, his moichin went beyond innocent. He got stuck in a place where he couldn't come down from there. And another rabbi actually died. Died meaning, again, his neshama connected and couldn't disconnect to come back down. It connected to so high a place that it got stuck there and couldn't come back down. And it's only Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, who was nichnas v'yotza b'sholem. He entered and returned in peace. He went up, back down. That's this rotzoi v'shoiv, this achayis rotzoi v'shoiv. That's the second level of silence, where a person needs to know that there's a level higher than dibur, which is this shtika, when a person's in that place called keser, when he's in that place that's so high that he's not allowed to speak there.